So the next time you see something you can't explain, think to yourself, am I imagining things? Or are there some things in the world that are destined to remain a mystery? Thank you. My mom stops the timer, and she and my dad leap to their feet with applause. My dad even puts his fingers in his mouth and whistles, so you know they're being serious. I try to hide my smile. That was wonderful, my mom says. And just over 3 minutes. I think if you slowed down a little more, you'd clear that time limit for sure. I nod, feeling a happy flush rise up on my face. I don't normally like practicing my speech in front of my parents, but I was driving myself bonkers reading it in front of the mirror in my room. Mirrors don't provide compliments or standing ovations.
I think you did a great job of narrowing down the mysteries,
my dad says. Doing that was his idea, so of course he's happy I did it. Thank you, I say, combing through a knot in my hair with my fingers. My mom's always offering to help me do my hair in the mornings, saying things like, you have the most gorgeous hair. It's so rich and dark and long. But it's a slippery slope from braiding to, oh, you should just let me pick out your outfit today, honey. You don't need to wear the same jeans for a third day in a row. I'm about to ask if they're sure I don't need to add one more mystery when the baby monitor in the corner of the room starts making awful wailing noises, and all three of us flinch at the exact same time. My parents didn't expect to have Rowan. I'd made it 11 years as an only child, and they were always telling me that they were so happy with just me that they didn't need to have any other kids. Clearly, they weren't super tied to that idea. Now Rowan's been here for almost a year, and he's cute, but I can barely get through one round of speech rehearsals without him breaking up the party. I'm going to go check on him, my mom says, and then makes very intense eye contact with me. I'm going to come right back down here, and we can talk about your speech for as long as you want. And then maybe we can have some ice cream? I've been eating a lot of ice cream the last year or so. When my mom found out she was going to have Rowan, she read a bunch of books about introducing a new baby to an only child, and most of them told her to make sure I didn't feel left out or neglected. They made me go to a big sister class at the hospital, and I was the oldest one there by a lot. They showed us how to put a diaper on a baby doll, and I clearly did it better than any of the toddlers. But I still haven't been allowed to change a diaper. Why have a second baby when your other kid is 11 and not even let her help? Ridiculous. I guess my mom's version of making sure I don't feel left out or neglected is always offering me ice cream. At the rate we're going, my adult teeth are going to fall out before my brother grows his baby teeth. Mom leaves the room to hurry upstairs, but not before she gives my dad a significant look. That usually means I'm about to be forced to have a conversation about my feelings.
Do you actually want ice cream?
Dad asks, once Mom's out of the room. I always want ice cream. I'm 12. He nods like I said something very important and serious.